So I learned a few weeks ago, actually, from one of my colleagues who had called me. We don't really work with the hotel families that much. I work with people that actually are homeless. That means they've already filled in the homelessness. And the hotel families are not really homeless, but they are what you described, just sort of marginal, and live in hotels for various reasons. A lot of them, most of them, have barriers to getting housing. So what I was approached by one of my colleagues who do work with families in the hotel, and actually the agency is a child's place, and they serve kids what we call bikini-vento, which means that they don't really have a steady place to call home. And they brought it to my attention that the hotel rates were going up for the DNC. And in Charlotte, I don't know how other cities operate, but hotel rates go up for a lot of different events, for sporting events. We've hosted the NCAA, the CIAA, NASCAR, you know, whatever, and hotel rates go up. So this is not unusual. I think what makes it a little unusual in this case is there's so many families right now. A lot of it has to do with the housing market, et cetera, that are in the hotels, and the fact that this convention, the DNC convention, so many people are coming into town. So we decided to get with some other providers, and all of us do what we have the expertise in doing. So last Sunday, as a matter of fact, a week before the DNC, because 2 weeks ago today, we experienced three families that had already been dislocated because of the DNC. Not so much in this case that the rooms went up, although they probably did, but the rooms were reserved already. So what the Salvation Army did, we have a Boys and Girls Club for our kids on site. We expanded that to be able to provide for families. We also are working with another agency, Urban Ministry, who mobilized about 35 churches that for the week of the DNC will be able to provide temporary housing within their church. And then most significant, and I think all of it is good, but a child's place has actually received some dollars. So for families that we can keep in hotels, we're going to try to do that. So if the rates are not extremely high, we'll try to pay the difference to keep those families in place.
Now, is this is just temporary as far as you know, and these people will go back to these places where they were staying?
Yeah, that, you know, of course, that's our hope. And one of the things that we have on the intake form is what is your plan after, and for us it's September the 9th, so what's your plan for housing? So the goal is that they would go back to the housing. I'll tell you, one of the things that we're doing, what we're able to do, and the neat thing about us, these families actually touching our services, is that we are an advocate for housing, and we do already negotiate with landlords and work with agencies that help with that first month rent and deposit. So although this was not the plan, for some of those families, we're actually going to transition them into rapid rehousing by helping them to navigate that system to be able to get that first month rent, and also getting a chance to advocate on their behalf to eliminate some of those housing barriers, which could be an eviction. In some cases, it could be some type of criminal charge.